Lesson 4. Who is Jesus Christ? Question 1. How did Jesus' life begin? Unlike any other human, Jesus lived in heaven as a spirit person before he was born on earth. He was God's first creation, and he helped in the creation of all other things. He is the only one created directly by Jehovah and is therefore appropriately called God's only begotten Son. John 1:14. Jesus served as God's spokesman, so he is also called the Word.
Proverbs 8:22-23 reads, Jehovah produced me as the beginning of his way, the earliest of his achievements of long ago. From ancient times I was installed, from the start, from times earlier than the earth. Verse 30 reads, Then I was beside him as a master worker. I was the one he was especially fond of day by day. I rejoiced before him all the time. Colossians 1:15-16 reads, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, because by means of him all other things were created in the heavens and on the earth, the things visible and the things invisible, whether they are thrones or lordships or governments or authorities. All other things have been created through him and for him.
Question 2. Why did Jesus come to the earth? God sent his Son to earth by transferring his life from heaven to the womb of a virgin Jewess named Mary. So Jesus did not have a human father. Jesus came to the earth, 1, to teach the truth about God, 2, to set us an example in how to do God's will even when we are in difficulties, and 3, to give his perfect life as a ransom.
Matthew 20:28 reads, Just as the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life as a ransom in exchange for many.
Question 3. Why do we need a ransom? A ransom is the price paid to release a person from the threat of death. Death and old age were not part of God's original purpose for mankind. How do we know that? God told the first man, Adam, that if he committed what the Bible calls sin, he would die. So if Adam had not sinned, he would never have died. According to the Bible, death entered the world of mankind through Adam. Thus, Adam passed on to all his descendants sin and its penalty, death. We need a ransom to release us from the penalty of death that we inherited from Adam.
Romans 5:12 reads, That is why, just as through one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because they had all sinned. Chapter 6:23 reads, For the wages sin pays is death, but the gift God gives is everlasting life by Christ Jesus our Lord.
Who could pay the ransom to free us from death? When we die, we pay the penalty only for our own sins. No imperfect man can pay for the sins of others.
Psalm 49:7-9 reads, None of them can ever redeem a brother or give to God a ransom for him. The ransom price for their life is so precious that it is always beyond their reach, that he should live forever and not see the pit.
Question 4. Why did Jesus die? Unlike us, Jesus was perfect, so he did not need to die for his sins. He never committed any. Instead, Jesus died for the sins of others. God expressed extraordinary love for mankind by sending his Son to die for us. Jesus also showed love for us by obeying his Father and giving his life for our sins.
John 3:16 reads, "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone exercising faith in him might not be destroyed, but have everlasting life." Romans 5:18 and 19 reads, "So then, as through one trespass the result to men of all sorts was condemnation, so too through one act of justification the result to men of all sorts is their being declared righteous for life. For just as through the disobedience of the one man many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one person many will be made righteous."
Question 5. What is Jesus doing now? When on earth, Jesus cured the sick, raised the dead, and rescued people in peril. He thereby demonstrated what he will do in the future for all obedient mankind. After Jesus died, God restored him to life as a spirit person. Jesus then waited at God's right hand until Jehovah gave him power to rule as king over all the earth. Now Jesus is ruling as king in heaven, and his followers are announcing that good news worldwide.
Daniel 7:13 and 14 reads, "I kept watching in the visions of the night, and look, with the clouds of the heavens, someone like a son of man was coming. And he gained access to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him up close before that one. And to him they were given rulership, honor, and a kingdom, that the peoples, nations, and language groups should all serve him. His rulership is an everlasting rulership that will not pass away, and his kingdom will not be destroyed." Matthew 24:14 reads, "And this good news of the kingdom will be preached in all the inhabited earth for a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come."
Soon, Jesus will use his power as king to bring an end to all suffering and to those who cause it. All who exercise faith in Jesus by obeying him will enjoy life in a paradise on earth.
Psalm 37:9-11 reads, "For evil men will be done away with, but those hoping in Jehovah will possess the earth. Just a little while longer, and the wicked will be no more. You will look at where they were, and they will not be there. But the meek will possess the earth, and they will find exquisite delight in the abundance of peace."